Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today we are going to read to you quotes from an article published in Share International magazine titled Maitreya in the Agni Yoga Teachings. In 1924, Helena Rorick presented to the world the first book of 14. In total, these books amount to some 5,000 pages. The Agni Yogi teachings are considered to be a continuation and part of the whole body of ageless wisdom teachings, which were given to the world by the masters through their disciples, which included Helena Blavatsky, Alizé Bailey, and of course Helena Rorick. Rorick was the disciple responsible for releasing the Agni Yoga teachings to the world. She was a disciple of the Master Maurya and received the teachings by mental telepathy in Russia.
Benjamin Krem wrote an answer to a question about the significance of the Agni Yoga. The teachings constitute one of the major attempts of hierarchy to prepare humanity for the new age. They are entirely relevant to the present and future time. The first book of the series, called The Call, was given by Maitreya himself and was intended to alert disciples to the fact of his imminent return. The Master Maurya is one of the first group of masters to be seen by humanity and is the stimulus behind the occult groups of all kinds. His immediate task is to regenerate and purify the teaching of these groups. And The Call is also titled Leaves of Maurya's Garden 1.
The books are Super Mundane, The Inner Life, Volumes 1, 2, 3 and 4, published later than the rest of the series, are quite different in tone from the earlier series of Agni Yoga books released between 1924 and 1937. According to Benjamin Krem, they were given mainly, though not exclusively, by the Master Kuthumi, which would explain the difference. The Agni Yoga series was also given at that time to help prepare humanity for the experience of the war, hopefully the last great war ever on planet Earth. And for disciples, the teachings were intended to galvanize them into constructive action in line with the intentions of hierarchy.
Readers familiar with the Agni Yoga books will have noticed a distinct difference in tone, rhythm and idiom in the different books mentioned above. The book titled The Call, given by Maitreya, is clearly reminiscent of the Messages from Maitreya the Christ, which is a book consisting of messages that came through Benjamin Krem, and in particular messages 10, 20, 30 and so on, where the language is sheer, exquisite and incantational in effect. For example,
quote, "Nothing separates you from me, and soon many will realize this. I am with you and in you. I seek to express that which I am through you. For this I come." Many will follow me and see me as their guide. Many will know me not. My aim is to enter into the life of all men and through them change their life. Be ready to see me soon. Be ready to hear my words, to follow my thoughts, to heed my plea. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am your friend. I am your hope. I am your shield. I am your love. I am all in all. And that was from message number 10. And from the call, he says this: I am your bliss. I am your smile. I am your joy. I am your rest. I am your strength. I am your valor. I am your wisdom.
The teachings, which were dictated to Helena Roerich by her own master, the Master Moya, have an extraordinary quality, simultaneously poetic and powerful. Perhaps the magical atmosphere effect is heightened by the fact that the words were translated into English from the original Russian. The following are extracts from the different books, which highlight Maitreya in the series. In the first quote, they will ask, can the time of Maitreya create a new era? And the answer, if the Crusades brought a new age, then truly the age of a Maitreya is a thousandfold more significant. And that was from the Agni Yoga book. Next quote, again from Agni Yoga. One should remember that the establishment of general cooperation among all that exists, the energy of thought unites all spheres of being, not by using a hammer, but by penetrating objects with our thought shall we unite them. Wisdom in all recalls the Hindu. Cooperation in all will be added to this in the age of Maitreya. Not only by command, not just by harmony, but by the lightning bolt of director thought are the co-workers united. Cooperation of the layers of matter is characteristic of the new world. Each era has its own call. The power of thought will be the evocative principle of the new world. And another quote, if we call Buddha the cause, then Maitreya is the effect.
Understand once again that the time of changes of continents is approaching. Maitreya is coming in the vanguard of science, addressing its new frontiers. All the problems of science and of the evolution of all that exists are of concern to the teacher. That was Agni Yoga again. And according to the prophecy of the most ancient teachers, when humanity loses the foundation of the teaching and sink into obscurity, the epoch of Maitreya will take place. And that was the Book of Hierarchy.
The ancient legend that affirms the manifestation of Maitreya as a resurrection of the spirit is correct. We will add that the resurrection of the spirit as the conscious acceptance of the teaching of Lord Maitreya may be the precursor of the advent. Verily, the resurrection, that's from Hierarchy. And another quote from the book Hierarchy. Each lord has his keynote. The epic of Maitreya proclaims woman. The manifestation of Maitreya is linked with the confirmation of the mother of the world in the past, present, and future. The book of life is so beautiful.
The prayer uttered by Christ when leaving earth remained unheeded by men. The prayer uttered by Buddha remained unheeded by men. But the prayer that Maitreya shall pronounce knocks like lightning at the gates of the human spirit. And that was Hierarchy. How stupid are all who deny hope. How blind are those who affirm the advantage of wars. How few are the consciousness that can perceive the regeneration of the planet by way of culture. Certainly those who do not comprehend creativeness by means of higher measures will perish in the same old upheavals. Those who do not comprehend the new ways are greatly in need of understanding the epoch of Maitreya. The banner of peace and of the Lord's will open always. A Hierarchy book.
And here's two quotes from the book titled Heart. Maitreya's is the age of the heart. Only with the heart can one evaluate the treasures of Maitreya. Another quote, previous human crusades are as nothing in comparison with the procession of Maitreya. I affirm that the great battle is the renovation of the earth. The future must be understood not as a battle, but as an achievement. And here's a quote from the book Fiery World Number 2. When slavery, the shame of the world, is manifested, then one must expect a change of epoch. Can one expect the advent of Maitreya to be possible only in 400,000 years? Many times has confusion been caused by mere words. It is impossible to imagine the earth submerged in darkness for another 1,000 years. Just picture the progression of evil. Therefore, the most fierce Armageddon can be regarded as salvation. The wise cannot but feel an anguish of the spirit.
And this one's from a letter of Helena Rorick on 24th of February 1930. Those are right who speak about human ignorance. When we approach the threatening time, it is necessary to exert all strength for such a powerful step. The epoch of Maitreya is already predicted, and the signs are already scattered like fiery seeds. Therefore, for those who follow the cosmic magnet, the threatening time will be full of light. And for those who struggle for the significance of the new epoch, the threatening time will prove to bear the light of the future.
And one more saying here. This is from Letters of Helena Rorick, but this time Volume 2. There exists a most ancient saying, where women are revered and safeguarded, prosperity reigns and the gods rejoice. The new epoch under the rays of Uranus will bring the renaissance of woman. The epoch of Maitreya is the epoch of the mother of the world. And we do have another quote here, but it's not from one of the books by Helena Rorick. This is a quote from the Prince Gotama as the Buddha. And he foresaw Maitreya, and this is the quote in which he mentions him. Now, in those days, brethren, there shall arise in the world an exalted one by name Maitreya, the kindly one, an arhat, a fully enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and righteousness, a happy one, a world knower, the peerless charioteer of men to be tamed, a teacher of the devas and mankind, an exalted one, a Buddha like myself. He, of his own abnormal powers, shall realize and make known the world, and the worlds of the devas, with their maras, their brahmas, the host of recluses and brahmins, of devas and mankind alike, even as I do now. He shall proclaim the norm, lovely in its beginning, lovely in its middle, and lovely in the end thereof. He shall make known the wholly perfect life of righteousness in all its purity, both in the spirit and in the letter of it, even as I do now. He shall lead an order of brethren numbering many thousands, even as I do now lead an order of brethren numbering many hundreds.
All right, and we now have an article from Share International. Article written by a master of wisdom, always relevant and timeless. Many of these articles seem as relevant now as when they were first published. And this particular one was written in 2002 and indicates the possibilities for humanity as the new decade begins. It's titled A New Day by the Master through Benjamin Krim. When men take stock of the world situation, they see only the difficulties and traumas, the dangers and crises, and paralyzed by fear, do little to overcome the inertia their despair engenders. Thus it is that men miss the progress of their best efforts and seldom understand the sequence of events. They understand little of the laws which underlie all happenings and cannot, therefore, control their outcome. Were they to live according to these unseen laws, their lives would develop in harmony and order.
Despite such ignorance and fear, men today have reached a point of new sensitivity to the forces which drive them ever forward on their path. They sense, albeit fleetingly, that there is much that they do not understand, much less control. But that slowly they can begin to visualize a greater meaning and purpose, a greater unity and beauty in and around them. As we, the watchers, from our vantage point, consider man's efforts to control his changing world, we welcome the signs of greater sensitivity to the higher forces impinging on men's lives. We await gladly an intensification of this response and a more beneficial use of these forces. True it is that we see also an escalation of hatred and cruelty, brutality and war, but these, the reactions of fear, are nearing their end and will subside.
This, a period of transition, is indeed a difficult time. Many men are reaching for the future, longing for change and fresh answers to the problems. Others hold grimly to the old ways and seek to stem the onslaught of the new. We watch and wait, confident that men will find the way. Maitreya, the master of the masters, is poised to begin his emergence to work openly before men. This cannot mean that his work behind the scenes will cease entirely. Much that he does even now supports the efforts of some who otherwise would fail. His help and guidance directs the hand of more than one wise leader and protects them from harm. Those who would assault the world to prove their strength attack Maitreya too. Behind all people of goodwill stand Maitreya and his group. They form a shield on which all arrows beat in vain. Come quickly to his side when he emerges. Rally to his banner of peace, justice and freedom, and aid him in his mighty work. A new day in the lives of men is dawning, a day unlike aught known before.
So it looks like we have time to finish with a message from Maitreya. This was given during a public lecture by Benjamin Krem in London, this particular message back in 1979. And, of course, they still have much relevance today. So the message begins, "Good evening, my dear friends. I have come once more in this way to tell you that my mission proceeds as planned. Naught hinders the progress of this holy work, and soon for yourselves you will see the fruit of my efforts. The time has come to begin the process of change, to transform the life of men in such a way that the God in man shines forth. This, my friends, is not difficult of accomplishment, for within you all sits such a divine being. My task will be to evoke from you that shining light and take you to its source. My masters work also in their various centres, and through them proceeds the plan. My work is to organise that plan in such a way that the least cleavage results. Much that is loved must go. Cling not to the old forms. Much will depend on man's ability to renounce these outworn structures and to create a new and simpler world. Remember this. Forget not that I come to change all things. My coming brings peace. Likewise, my presence brings cleavage. My sword, that love which I am, will separate all men, will show the true from the false, will clear the way for the new light which I bring. May it be that you can withstand this change and accept my light. Many times before have I told you that my appearance is nigh. Look then carefully, my friends, and miss me not. My blessing goes with you all. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation allow you quickly to hearken to my call."
Well, that's all we have time for. You can visit us at share-international.org or email share@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day and God bless.